Welcome to WP Constellations, a podcast exploration of the WordPress universe, brought to you by Stellar WP. Welcome to WP Constellations. It's a stellar exploration of the WordPress universe. I try to say that every time. I mess it up every time, but today I got it right. So I'm here with Stellar WP, and this is our podcast, WP Constellations, where we talk about things at Stellar, but we also talk about things that are happening in the community and other projects and plugins that are, and, you know, just other stuff in the WordPress community. I love the word stuff. It's just so, yeah, whatever. Anyway, I am so fortunate to have different co-hosts from within Stellar WP. Today, my co-host is Erica Eady. Erica, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And you are in customer support for the events calendar. Is that correct?
Yep. I'm a tier one agent. So I handle, you know, basic questions and point people to knowledge base articles and just help them use our plugins better.
I love that. Thank you for all that you do. Erica and I have little side chats happening all the time. Like, hey, how are you? She has at least one. Do you have one or two hairless cats? I know you have at least one.
I have one hairless cat and one, yep, wavy haired cat.
There you go. So it's fun to watch those pictures. Our guests today are Mike Oteri and Patricia BT with a new product that's coming out into WordPress. That's actually a community project called GatherPress. And I have been kind of on the inside knowledge a little bit, talking to y'all about this a little on the outside, but I'm super excited about it. So I would like to welcome you both to the show, and I'm going to ask you to kind of just introduce yourselves. Where are you located in the world? What you do with WordPress aside from GatherPress, because we're going to jump into that in a minute, but I'm going to go ahead and start with Mike because you're unmuted. So you first.
Sure. Thanks, Michelle. And thanks for having us. My name is Mike Oteri. I am a director of engineering at Penske Media Corporation. We're a large publisher. We own Rolling Stone, Variety, Deadline, IndieWire, and probably about 20 or so other brands you may know or probably know. I've been in the WordPress space since 2008, and I would say professionally starting in like 2012, working in enterprise WordPress.
That's very cool. And I have met you in
New
Jersey.
Yes, I'm in New Jersey too. Yes, yep. New Jersey. Yep. Yes, and I run the Montclair meetup in New Jersey in WordCamp. Yes.
And I have seen you at those WordCamps the last 2 years, so it's nice to see you again. And Patricia, tell us a little bit about you.
Yes, hello. My name is Patricia. I live in Geneva in the French-speaking part of Switzerland. I run the meetup in Geneva. And we co-organize all the Swiss WordCamps with my friend from other cities of Switzerland. I think Switzerland is about the size of one of your states, so we have one WordCamp a year in our country. Besides organizing meetups and WordCamps in Switzerland, I'm also this year a co-organizer for WordCamp Europe. And I contribute to the community team. I'm going to take part to the mentorship program, the upcoming one. Mm-hmm. And I also try to attend the meetings for the sustainability team and the DEIB working group.
And I have seen you in that one before myself.
Yeah.
Very good. It's nice to have you both here.
Thank you.
I'm going to turn it over to Erica. You're muted though. I do it all the time.
Sorry about that. First time here. So what is GatherPress and how is it different from other calendar plugins?
So it is probably more in line with Meetup. So when we went about this, we were looking for a better open source alternative to Meetup. One of our big ideas right from the get-go was a community plugin. So when I set off looking to build something like this, I wanted a plugin where the WordPress community had a voice of the roadmap of what a plugin like this will do. So it doesn't have any other thoughts of like a freemium model or anything to that effect. It is kind of more in line of something like BuddyPress or something to that. In something in that regard where the plugin itself is driven by the community. So that is kind of the big thought of like why we went with something like right from scratch rather than something that's already off the shelf.
That makes sense. And you have a nice large team. It's not just the two of you working on this. I didn't tell you I was going to ask this, but tell us a little bit about how you grew the team to create GatherPress.
So GatherPress has been around in some inception for about 4 years. So the idea came about 5 years ago. I was driving to WordCamp US in 2018, which is an eight for us was a 14-hour drive because I was going from New Jersey to Tennessee. I did that with my other WordPress organizer, Cameron Barrett. So in the car, we were talking about the idea. At that point, the dashboard widget was already in WordPress core. So the thought was like, we like, you know, Meetup still helps, but there, this is the opportunity. If we were to pull away from Meetup, even just a little bit, this is the time we can do it because we're able to promote Meetups within WordPress, like dashboard itself. And that was a big, big thing that came out. And we noticed our numbers going up from that dashboard widget. And this is all anecdotal. But, you know, when I was asking people that were attending the meetup, where did you find us? They're like, we saw it on the dashboard widget. You're a mile away. And I it just inherited this WordPress site and I have no idea what I'm doing. This seemed very serendipitous. So with those kind of conversations we had in the past, it seemed like a good idea. And it seemed like a conversation we could have for 14 hours. So about a year later, I kind of kicked off the project just in GitHub, just started putting something together. And through the course of WordCamps and meetups, just telling people about it, we started attracting other folks. And the more and more the more mature the project got with us demoing it, the more people were interested in it because it looked like a thing at this point. It wasn't just a concept.
That's awesome. And how many people are working on it now? I know you've got your own Slack channel because I lurk in there.
We have a lot of people in there. I would say, Patricia, how many would you say are actively working on? Probably like about 10-ish. About 10, like varying levels of, you know, people come and go. That's just how projects work.
Of course.
I would say probably like 5 or 6 are kind of really there almost every meeting we have because we have weekly meetings. On Fridays at 11 a.m. I think I've told you about those. You attended one of them.
I've been to one, yes, when it works out of my schedule.
So 11 a.m. Eastern time every Friday.
Awesome.
GatherPress.org. You can find them there.
Anybody
and it's
can
powered
attend.
By GatherPress. Anybody can attend. It's powered by GatherPress, too.
It better so be powered RCP, by GatherPress.
You're using GatherPress.
I love it. So I'm always interested when I see new community projects that are being created specifically for the WordPress community. Especially when it's something that kind of unites us. Like think about Marcus Burnett's The WP World that he launched last year.
Awesome.
Something that brings people together, right? And I love the fact that like my WP Speakers is represented in the WP World, mm-hmm. that he has events. Like we've growing these things outside of, you know, necessarily WordPress.org kind of thing. GatherPress has the potential, like you said, to work in place of Meetup. So you talked to us a little bit about like coming up with the idea, but what is the impetus of replacing Meetup specifically?
So the way we kind of see it is, well, I'll let Patricia take this a little bit. She put together the proposal. Are you okay with chatting a little bit about that, Patricia?
Yeah, there are a few things to say about that. The first thing is that we are an open source community and meetup.com is a proprietary platform. So this is the first thing, and some of the people who came to our meetup, they were surprised because they had to register to yet another place. They thought it's WordPress. They thought they would arrive on maybe WordPress.org or on a WordPress site, and no, they said, why did I have to go register on that meetup thing that I didn't know about? I know that there is the discoverability thing, which might be a little bit less in Europe and other places. I don't know. It's just that for us, it's strange that there is no open source and that the data is not controlled by WordPress.org, actually, because we are, I think, 500,000 members in all groups around the world that you can see in events.wordpress.org. And those 500,000 people data are on a proprietary platform, which has just been acquired, by the way, so we don't know. I know that they work closely with the community team. There is a big contract, you know, because WordPress community support, WPCS, pays more than $200,000 per year for that, for all the groups. And yes, it's we are a good client of them. So they try to do good. They listen. They improve their platform. There was at some point some accessibility issues. They try to improve. But even if they build it to the perfection, it would still be a proprietary platform with the data not in the hand of the WordPress network. That's the main thing.
And it's expensive for WordPress, isn't it?
We had an information that is the most expensive. It's the highest expense for WPCS. Yes,
that's amazing.
Just about $215,000 a year WordPress pays Meetup.
That's all the groups. Amazing.
It's like 734 groups. It's like 2450 a month. Times 12. Yeah. Do the math. It's a lot.
And there are groups right now that are not official chapters of WordPress on Meetup. Would this also solve the problem for some of them who don't want to be owned, so to speak? I don't know the better word, but would this make them independent from that?
Yeah. So, you know, we have a grand scheme of, or not scheme, but a grand idea of what we'd love to see. But first things first, it's an open source project. So I'll use Patricia for an example. Her friend in Switzerland has a choir, and instead of going to meetup.com, she is now using GatherPress on her WordPress site to reach out to the folks that are in that choir. So yeah, so same thing for the WordPress community that wants to just self-host, much like, you know, anything with WordPress. You can install it and use it however you like. It's free. But yeah, so the idea though is within our proposal that we would love to see something built into the WordPress network. So when we look at official WordPress meetups, we can kind of see them in the same, like I kind of envision the same regard as WordCamps, how that's on a large multi-site. You use your WordPress profile to log in. It can work with everything in the WordPress network there. And I think that that's a huge opportunity for us.
The WordPress.org now has events.wordpress.org. Would this be able to feed back into that in the same way that meetup.com does now?
That's the idea. And that does take some coordination with the core team, the meta teams, et cetera. Getting those into the API that uses in order to, instead of using Meetup, using this. But much like, you know, WordCamps are in there too. So that API already works with stuff in the WordPress infrastructure. So it would just be building something that like that in there. And knowing which groups are in what thing, I guess, is really going to be part of the challenge, but you know, that's also the fun part. So,
yeah, for
like
sure.
Building all, like connecting all the things.
Absolutely.
So, Patricia, you addressed this a little bit in the last part, but part of what makes Meetup desirable is discoverability within a larger community, you know, people looking for groups XYZ near them. And how do you see that being replaced with GatherPress?
I think it was a huge part of the success of meetups some years ago in the beginning. But now, I will take the example in my city, we have like 800 people registered in the meetup. And I have never seen them actually, like maybe 750. I have never seen them, or maybe once, like 5 years ago. And all the new people are not coming from that. It's mostly from the dashboard, or when we advertise on, we promote our meetup on social networks. So they arrive, and then if they are not in the group, they have to register to meetup. But most of them didn't, I think the in the recent years didn't discover from that. But as I said, it might be a bit different in other part of the world, because I saw some traffic statistic that 60% of meetup visits are from the US. And in for example, in my country, on meetup, it's mostly the international people working on. We have a lot of international people in Geneva working for international organizations, and their family. Most of the meetings in meetups are in English. It's not really used by the local, a little bit, but not that much coming to our meetup. And on the opposite, if people who are new to WordPress arrive, and instead to be forced to register on meetup.com, they would have to register on WordPress.org, which is very good, even to find new contributors. And for discoverability, I think if WPCS saves this big amount of money, that could be reinvested in some outreach and paid marketing, even, I don't know. So, yeah.
I have a few thoughts on that too. So I don't see us fully pulling ourselves out of meetup. That's not kind of the intention. I see a smaller footprint on meetup. If you think about it, we have 734 groups right now, and a lot of them are, some of them are in close proximity that they could probably work off of one meetup group that doesn't take any RSVPs and really directs the traffic over to the WordPress network. And so having just a smaller footprint could save us a bunch of money. And also the discoverability within WordPress, because we talk about the discoverability of meetup, like, you know, of discovering meetup groups. But given that meetups are completely separated from the rest of the WordPress infrastructure, we lose a lot of discoverability within people. Like, they just see kind of the they don't see like how deep the WordPress community goes by being on the outskirts of a meetup. If you drive them right into the WordPress network from the beginning, they start discovering learn.wordpress.org. They learn about all the WordCamps. We're able to point data that is relevant to people when they get onto a network like that much better than we can on Meetup, which we can't. I can't even tell you how many times we have a WordCamp, and I have to tell people we have a WordCamp, like face to face. They're like, "Oh, you have a WordCamp?" I'm like, "Yeah, we've had it for 5 years." And they're like, "I had no idea." They've been going to the meetup for a couple of times. Like, there's no discoverability within the deeper pieces of WordPress, even location wise, because there's no way for us to really promote it on Meetup. We have to do it in other ways. So yeah.
So that was one of my first questions to you, Mike, when you reached out to me in DMs on Twitter. I think it was, at least it was still Twitter back then.
Yes.
And my biggest question was, well, how are people going to find it if it's sitting on all these websites? And so you were like, you kind of talked about some of the things that you and Patricia have talked about already. And I wanted to tell you that it's not that I didn't believe you, but I wanted to experience some data for myself. And it's unscientific, because I literally just posted a poll in my local group's Facebook group. And I'm like, how did you learn about our meetup group? And I gave options like from a friend on the dashboard, or on meetup.com itself. And I think, I don't know, I had less than 20 people respond. So hence the not scientific. However, almost every single one of them said either from a friend or on the dashboard. So I was like, okay, so they're really not discovering WordPress on meetup.com. So that concern that I had was like, okay, I'm not concerned about that anymore. So
I have more concerns about spam coming from Meetup, because I, like, you know, when someone comes in or signs up, especially on the day I go invest, like if they have like a to because something that looks like it could be a spam account by some means. I look at it and around like 1,000 other meetup groups. You know, they're just on Meetup, just going to things and trying to sign up and troll or something to that effect. So, you know, that's I feel where the Meetup discoverability is now.
Well, and I've been DM'd through Meetup for like, hey, are you single? That kind of stuff. You know, every single
You're
group
I'm ever singles groups.
all of the groups I've been in have also had like advertising for like everything from illegal drugs to other, you know, hey, I will build your website for free kind of stuff, right? So I think it could definitely cut down on some of that spam that comes through.
Yeah.
For sure. So every entrepreneur that I know, including myself in the past, even when they're still building phase one, is thinking down the roadmap to what phase three, what does growth look like? How can we grow this to be, if it's not monetization, which I don't think is what you're looking for here, it's open source, but so even when it's not monetization though, it's like, what could it grow to? How could it be better? How can we incorporate more things? So what is on, like, what is your ideal roadmap look like? I'm not asking you to promise anything today, just to get that out of the way. But like, what are some things you'd like to see it grow? What's the direction you want to see some things?
I have my ideas, but I want to hear Patricia first. I want to know her thoughts are, because she's pretty new to the project. So she only joined us in December. So
yes. So of course, Mike will tell you about it, but just the pilot program is for that. If there is a pilot program and some small amount of group joins the pilot program, so then we'll get feedback and fit your request. Now, Mike.
Sure. So my long-term is, that having that multi-site, being able to tie everything together. We have a whole backlog of things that we want to see that are still missing in the MVP of this plugin. I would love to have better integration between things like BuddyPress. I would love to see something like that on that network where you have, you know, all the features of BuddyPress. And there would be some overlap between what GatherPress offers and what BuddyPress offers, but having, you know, programming GatherPress right so it leverages the things that BuddyPress does really well and disables what it would do in GatherPress so it looks more integrated. So we are kind of excited about that, like long term. You know, even short term stuff, we're getting started working on a Meetup importer. So anybody, that would be anybody on anybody that could get an API key from Meetup would be able to go in there and import their old data from Meetup. And since we used Meetup as kind of the example, the you know, Meetup's been around for, I don't know, 20 years, almost 20 years. They know the features that, at least the bare minimum features we would need, at least what people are expecting. We just try to build them the WordPress way or a little bit better or a little bit with a little bit more insight, knowing what we've struggled with and trying to improve there. But using an importer like that, so you just to make make things easier on organizers and also making things easier on people attending. We want to try to reduce friction wherever we can. That's what's going to make the pilot program successful. It's like, how much do people want to use it? Is it like, do they adopt to it easily because we were thoughtful about user interfaces? We were thoughtful about the administration. So it's easy for people to put meetups together, and just the configurability. We're using the block editor, of course, for our plugin. So it's using the latest. We're trying to use the latest and greatest that WordPress has to offer. So we have very modern tools, and also people want to work on it too because they don't want to work on something that's like the old way or the old tech. They want to use the new and shiny stuff, and we try to keep up with it.
That importer sounds like a great, you know, anything you can do to help people be more efficient is just, people like that. That's awesome.
We used the event calendar as an example too. Like, how has WordPress done this before? So we so between Meetup events calendar, a few other different event. There was like a time, like anytime I saw an event management, even like GoDaddy's event management, anything, I'm just like looking at it and I'm just like, what are they using? Like, what features am I missing? If I was to pitch this company to use GatherPress rather than what they're using, what would I need in order for like in order to even get the conversation started? That sort of thing. So looking at every single different event, man, they're all a little bit different. They all have different ideas of what they consider event management. But looking at all those and making sure that that we're thoughtful of what people are looking for.
So if this is being used by companies, let's say XYZ hosting company, a lot of hosting companies have their little, I shouldn't say little, I don't mean it in a pejorative way. They have group meetings, they have, whether it's to pitch their thing or they're just growing community, whatever it is. How would that, is there a toggle, for example, I guess is what I'm trying to say, so that if I create something for WordPress meetup here in Rochester, would show up on the WordPress events, that WordPress, and maybe on dashboards, as opposed to a company whose commercial endeavors should not show up on those things? So are you accounting for that? I said that poorly, but I hope you got the idea.
Yeah, so I think that much like how WordCamps work, so much like all the technology that powers WordCamps, those are all open source. You could create your own WordCamp site. All that stuff's free, right? Now, granted, there's some infrastructure behind it that you probably won't have access to, but for the most part, you could build a WordCamp site. That would not fall in the API. So essentially what I would see as falling in the API is you would still have to be an official WordPress meetup. And there's a lot of reasons why we wouldn't want to promote something that's not official. And, you know, problematic organizers, stuff like that, not following the rules, et cetera. You don't want to be associated with that for various reasons, branding reasons, legal reasons, et cetera. So anything that's official I would see as with built into the WordPress network. So anything in that network would appear in that dashboard widget, not anything outside. So it's not so much GatherPress at that point. GatherPress is just a thing powering event management. It would be within the WordPress, you know, the meta team to include which sites in that multi-site or the sites in that multi-site into that API to be available in the dashboard widget.
That makes sense. My brain is always like, I'm not a developer. Y'all know I'm not a developer, but I'm like, wonder how they're going to account for that. So other people can use it. How come everything doesn't show up everywhere? That's when my lack of development chops absolutely rears its ugly head.
It might be interesting though, if there were some sort of like API key, if you wanted to stay self-hosted, but you were an official, a meetup, but you don't want to be in that network, like having something that would include you in there. I don't know, there might be security reasons or issues around that, but you know, there's nothing stopping there's nothing stopping that from happening is what I'm saying. So there are options. It's more about security than anything.
Because, you know, I will always bring you questions and not solutions, Mike.
It's okay. Let's go. They give something to noodle over.
Awesome. Over to you, Erica.
Okay, well, that was really interesting. Is there anything else you want to share with the audience? Anything we didn't ask you we want to talk about within GatherPress or anything?
Yes. Just want to clear a misconception that we got, I think, on social media. One person say, I'm an organizer. I don't like the idea because it will... I have limited time and it will be more of a burden if I have to self-host. So no, now I think it's clear. The proposal is to have it in the WordPress.org network infrastructure. That's difficult in English.
Yes.
and with the working with the meta team, the thing is that you can host yourself beside it. That's the beauty of it. And you can choose, you can even build on it, you know, create add-ons if you want. And I guess the meta team will build add-on to make it work. I'm like you, Michelle, I'm not a developer. So So it's easy to be built upon. And also it's done what I call the WordPress way or the core way, because really it looks like when you install it, it looks like it's part of the core. You know, it's not like some plugin that have a different look and feel and many stuff to go outside. No, it's really part of it, you know. So I just wanted to add also that, yes, as Mike said, I joined only 2 months ago because I was actually telling some of the limitation of Meetup, and a friend told me, we were discussing in a DM, and he said, maybe you know about that project. Do you want me to put in contact with them? And that was October. And I said, no, because, you know, there are developers, I'm not. What would be the value I would add to that? But as with everything in the WordPress world, even if you are not a developer, you have a lot to bring. And when in December there was another limitation, I posted something in the Slack channel in the community team. And I remembered that previous conversation, and then I tagged Mike, and he said, welcome to our meeting, anyone can join. And the next one was 90 minutes later, so I joined, and I'm so happy I did, and I attended all the meetings since. And just for the international audience, when you say 11 Eastern time, it's 4 p.m. UTC, 4 p.m. UTC every Friday. So yes, anyone can join. that's the thing. And since I joined, I could do something about the internationalization to be sure it's ready to be translated in all the languages that WordPress speaks, actually. Mm-hmm. When it will be on the plugin repository, it will also, of course, be available on translate.wordpress.org to be translated by all the amazing polyglots around the world. So also that's good. I think it's soon on the plugin repository. Has improved a lot recently about the delay. Mm-hmm.
And they've been building the team. So, Patricia, you, I think, are the one who posted on the Make WordPress blog about the pilot. And we didn't talk about this in advance, but tell us give us a couple minutes on what the pilot program is. And I was excited to see that it's not necessarily in the United States and English speaking. So tell a little bit about that.
Yeah, I got help for the English part. I mean, so the thing is that when I joined, all the amazing team members that I met said, maybe we would need someone to do that kind of thing. And okay, I know they code, they do everything well, and they are a friendly bunch. And I said, okay, this I can help on that, you know. So I prepared a draft. I asked for help to correct my English, you know, to be a bit better, to be sure it's at least readable. And then we sent the draft to a lot of community members that I know. So this also is something that I could bring, you know, all the people I know. And I sent a lot of DM and say, have a look at that and give us your feedback. And then we wrote the final draft before to publish it, based on all the feedback we got from a lot of people, you know. So people from the community team, people from our training, and a lot of feedback. So that was really, really like a treasure to have all the people commenting on the draft. Yeah. And then when it was ready, it was, I think, the same week that we got the news that Meetup got acquired by an Italian company. Mm-hmm. So yes, on 22nd of January, I think I will never forget that date, 22nd of January, we published that based on all the feedback and done with the whole team. You know.
And the pilot, though, is not in English-speaking groups, though. Is that correct? It's in French-speaking groups?
Actually, the pilot program would be in the WordPress org infrastructure with groups that are willing to participate. Okay. So the thing about the French speaking part of Switzerland is we have five groups in my area. And they, when I talked about that, they were all okay to take part to the pilot program. But nice. Then other groups showed their interest. And if you see in the comments of the proposal, we have had comments from Spain, someone from Sevilla, and Denia. They showed interest. So yes, it's good that it's internationalized and that groups show their interest to join the pilot program. And then for a few months, that would be like a test and maybe be on both platforms with meetups at the same time. And then we see, because it's a pilot. So it's to evaluate and take decision later, you know.
I love it. And we will put the link for that that blog post on make.wordpress in the show notes. So if people are interested in learning more about that, we will also have any links we mentioned today will also be in the show notes, as well as a transcript of today's conversation. So anybody listening, just go to stellarwp.com/podcasts and find this episode to find all of those links, including we're going to post your social links and everything too. Yeah. But speaking of your social links and everything too, how do people find out more? Not just about GatherPress, but maybe if you have your own social links as well. If people have questions, if they want to learn more, if they want to be part of the pilot, et cetera, how do we do that?
Mike?
Sure. So for GatherPress, it would be gatherpress.org is probably the hub where you could find everything. You'll find our GitHub, which is github.com/gatherpress/gatherpress. You could also find us on X or Twitter, whatever we want to call it these days. That is just at GatherPress. My Twitter is at M. Autiri. Also, my LinkedIn is also M. Autiri. So you can find me there. And those are probably, I don't even really go on Twitter. I just kind of lurk. And I find myself even lurking less there. So, yeah.
Awesome. And Patricia, for you?
Yeah. So on my website, patriciabt.com, I have five pages specific to what I do with WordPress. So it's patriciabt.com/WordPress. And you will find also a contact page, and there is a lot, way too much actually, social links where you can find all my profiles. I did some tests to post everywhere recently to have some data about it. So yeah, all the social link, as well as my professional project, because I'm self-employed. So also my professional project, I'm soon launching a membership site to show people how to do it by themselves, and not only about WordPress, but also like social media, new email marketing, AI, and stuff like that. So everything is listed there on my personal website.
Perfect. And Erica, how do people find you on social if they're interested in following you?
I have an X page. Let's see. I would say just ericaed.com is my. I have a little freelance business that I do, but not as active anymore. But yeah.
Awesome! Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Erica, thank you for co-hosting with me today, and Mike and Patricia, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about GatherPress. I'm excited to help spread the word and see how exciting and the growth is going to be over the next year or two. So thank you so much for joining us to share today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Michelle. We really appreciate it. And all the help you've done for us so far.
My pleasure. Sorry I can't make every Friday meeting, but I come when I can.
That's okay. We'll see you soon.
Sounds good. And everybody else, thanks for listening in. We'll see you on the next episode of WP Constellations. WP Constellations is a production of Stellar WP, home of the events calendar, Learn Dash, Give WP, Cadence, Iconic, Solid WP, Orderable, and Restrict Content Pro. Learn more about the Stellarverse at stellarwp.com.